You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Olivia Wisden, the founder for Babat Travel. Olivia, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
So to start us off, for folks who might not be aware, you're a pretty young startup.
Yes.
Can you talk about what Babat Travel is and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, so we are young. We are about 9 months old at this point, which is kind of crazy. So what we do is we are there to provide an alternative route for students and kind of young professionals to find and plan their own international experience. So we provide three different main services with on our site. We have direct listings of internships. So our internships right now are in London and Dublin. And then we also provide information about accommodation. So that way, once you find your internship, you can also have the resources to find where you're going to live. And then also have information about visas. So our goal is to make visas easier to understand as well as pretty straightforward. I know at least when I was finding an internship in London, I was kind of beat it around back and forth of what kind of visa I needed. So our goal is to kind of make that also a much easier process.
Definitely. Can you talk a bit about where exactly you're trying to fit into the marketplace, you know, down the road as you guys grow and get customers, get more attention? Where do you see that going?
Yeah, so there's currently quite a large international internship or just international experience market between studying abroad, between the private companies as well as universities and placement programs and working abroad. Our kind of goal is to provide the service that students who, studying abroad might not fit in their school schedule, be it for whatever reason it doesn't really work, or they also those price tags are just too high. Many of these programs, studying abroad, as well as in these internship placement programs, come with thousands of dollars. Study abroad programs tend to be more expensive than actual semesters and require more upfront costs, and then these placement programs in particular range anywhere from $3,000 to $15,000, and that's just for the placement program. So our goal is to kind of make it so that way an independent traveler or someone who is not able to pay these fees still has the opportunities to go abroad and experience these kind of life-changing experiences that many people kind of talk about when they return. Mm-hmm. I believe especially in particular that the only real way to make the world kind of more understanding and kind is to have more people step outside their comfort zone and step into a culture that is different from their own and kind of be that outsider and see that difference isn't always bad. It's usually not bad. It can be often welcoming and warm. So that's kind of the niche that we feel that we are looking to fill is for the more independent traveler as well as that someone who is conscious about the price tag or about, paying someone $7,000 for a summer abroad for a non-paid internship. Like, we're trying to help avoid that whole market. So,
excellent. Okay, so being relatively new on the scene here in Madison, can you talk about some of the challenges facing you as the head of a startup company and your whole team? Challenges, but then also maybe some opportunities if you can think of it.
Yeah, so I guess to start off, some opportunities is that people are very encouraging and very have so far been really, when they can help or when they think they can help, they've been very forward and very much embracing, not just me, but Babette as a whole, and being like, helping direct what resources I should use, kind of tips. So that has been a really great opportunity, that especially when people realize we've been around for less than a year, they kind of understand that they're like, okay, there's a lot of resources and not all of them are great. Some of them are amazing. Here's kind of a way, let me do some introductions. And that also sometimes is kind of the hard part, is knowing which resources are great and which ones are sometimes not as helpful and kind of siphoning through all of that advice. Also just kind of being known. Doing things like this is great, and doing the 1 million cups presentation to kind of get out to the audience.
Yeah.
Is helpful, but when you're not really known about or, the public doesn't know about you, the community doesn't know about you, it tends to be tricky. But slowly creating those contacts.
Interesting. Great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and chat with me today, Olivia. And hopefully your company experiences a lot of success, and hopefully you can help some students get some good experiences abroad.
Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.